This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, we'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And coming up, Chris, you've got a story about the European Union Parliament doing something horrible again, which, surprise, surprise, the sun came up today, it went down in the evening, and the EU Parliament did something bad. But you also have a story about crypto use increasing, and we'll get into that as well. But let's start with something that, well, I've seen some people get all kinds of frustrated and upset about this, mainly conservatives, who are like, this is just the start of free college for everybody. These damn snowflakes are getting their college debt wiped away. Headline.
Taxes go up.
Department of Education, Federal Department of Education, is canceling $150 million of student loan debt. Now let's actually jump into the story here. The U.S. Department of Education is sending emails to about 15,000 people across the country telling them, you've got money. These are former students and some parents of students who took out loans for colleges that shut down between November 1st, 2013 and December 4th, 2018. About half attended campuses run by Corinthian colleges. They will all get money back or have their debt forgiven, an estimated $150 million, all told under a provision called the Automatic Closed Schools Discharge. As part of the Obama-era crackdown on for-profit colleges like ITT Tech and Corinthian Colleges, the Department of Education wrote something called the Borrower Defense Rule. It specified how students could get their loan money repaid if the schools were found to be shady. Borrowers had to submit an application and show how they were being defrauded. But if the school was shut down altogether, the loan discharge was supposed to be automatic. And this is something, Jackie, that you brought up before the show, is this is basically the Department of Education doing something that they said that they were going to do, but somehow, oops, there was a glitch and we didn't do it.
Yeah, I believe it was part of the 2007, higher education affordability act.
But I'm not sure if I got the whole word. If the schools were fraudulent, why were they getting money in the first place?
Because it's not that hard to set up a fake college and scam the federal government
right,
out
so
of money.
Trump University made millions of dollars. It was a big giant scam because he didn't do what he actually said he was going to do, and he's in court right now on it, even though he's had numerous lawyers try filing things saying, I'm the president, I can't be taken to court. When, no, actually you can because all of this stuff happened before you were president and you knew that you were defrauding people. So if it's a college that has received accreditation, you can get a loan to go there.
So accredited schools that are fraudulent.
Right. So
what's the point of the accreditation?
Well, once they realize that the school is basically running a fraud, then the accrediting entities are supposed to revoke the accreditation like they just did with a bunch of for-profit colleges that I forget who was running. I think it was a group called ACE, like the American College Enterprise, I think was the name of it. Mm-hmm. And they said, all right, everybody that's currently in class, at the end of your semester, we're shutting down, but we're going to let you finish whatever classes you're currently taking.
Okay.
So basically, as I'm reading this, where it says the loan discharge is supposed to be automatic, the people whose colleges are shutting down on basically December 31st of this year, their student loans should be forgiven.
Now, what happens if the college shuts down but you already graduated? Is it still forgiven? Is it automatic?
This says something about students getting repaid loan money if the schools were found to be shady. They would have to submit an application and show how they were defrauded, but if the school shuts down altogether, the loan discharge was supposed to be automatic.
Hmm.
Let's continue with the story, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Under Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, the department took a series of steps to try to delay borrower defense from going into effect, as it was supposed to do in the summer of 2017. She called it a, quote, muddled process that's unfair to students and schools and puts taxpayers on the hook for significant cost. No, Betsy, what puts taxpayers on the hook for significant cost is the law that I believe the one that Jackie referenced that was passed in 2007 that basically says that all student loans are now federally backed, asterisk, unless you somehow have enough collateral as an 18-year-old to be able to get a loan on your own.
Hmm. Yeah, so there's a couple different things. So in 2007, they basically changed it so that student loans aren't really loans anymore.
Right.
And it's basically you're signing yourself up for a future progressive income tax because they will eventually forgive the balance if you sign up under income-based repayments. So you're not making a payment based on the loan amount like you would for most types of loans.
Right.
You're making a payment based on your taxable income. And then after 10 years, if you work in like nonprofit, education, healthcare, government, they forgive the balance. And for everybody in the for-profit sector, it's 30 years.
Continuing on here, the Department of Education lost in court repeatedly because they tried delaying what was supposed to have gone into effect, and they also missed a key technical deadline for replacing the rule. In October, a federal judge ordered that the department begin forgiving loans under the rule. Now, per a statement, the government seems to be complying with the closed school portion of the rule, at the very least. Since 2013, 3,600 schools have closed at least one campus, according to the National Student Legal Defense Network, an advocacy group that has filed many lawsuits against the Department of Education. Education Corporation of America, so it's ECE. I knew I had the letters, I just had them in the wrong order. ECE, another for-profit college chain, officially closed on December 5th, stranding another 20,000 students. So the department's liability could ultimately mean more than millions of dollars beyond the initial $150 million being returned or canceled, according to the NSLDN.
Now, just to clarify, when I looked on the Education Department announcement, this isn't just like, oh, if you went to college and your college closed, you get money back. This is people who the college closed before they could finish their degree. So it's not really, I mean, you know.
So if they got the degree, they're not getting anything back?
If it was a fraudulent college, they can get money back. But if you were enrolled in a for-profit school and it just closed in the middle of nowhere before you could finish your degree program, then you're getting your student loans discharged. You don't have to pay that money back because you didn't end up actually graduating. You don't have the credential.
I wonder what happens if you went on to a different school.
There's a thing where I'm looking here, it looks like if you were able to transfer to another title for eligible school within 3 years, then they aren't discharged. Like, if you're able to transfer, so it's really, it's not, you know, intended to give people, like, free education or free degrees.
You can get around the law then, you know, or the law can get around actually, you know, discharging it, because if somebody can, but they don't, then...
Yeah, it's basically up to whether or not they're able to go ahead and transfer and still finish their degree, then they're still on the hook for their loans. But if they're just left in the lurch and unable to finish their degree, then their loans are discharged. Or if it turns out that their college was fraudulent in some way and wasn't actually giving them an education or transferable credits.
Okay.
So it's not just giving out free college.
Right, and that's the thing, you know, transferable credits, because there are some schools that might say that they're accredited, but they actually aren't. There might be schools where, you know, for whatever reason, nobody wants to accept the credits from that school. Because, oh, well, they just pass everybody. Well, then your credits are worthless. your calls and thoughts. Welcome about this or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the Discord on-air call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line. So you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. There's also the Discord on-air call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. And Discord is much more than just call-in lines. There's also chat rooms. That's where trolls live a lot of times, I think. Some of them live under bridges. Some of them live in Discord. But, you know, the sound quality of the Discord call-in lines, generally pretty good. Discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones, and then, Jackie, you've got something called the Bennett Hypothesis. I've not heard of this, but we'll jump into it. But first to David calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You're talking about the privatized schools and the scam colleges. And I don't know if you've, the three of you have ever read, there's a book called Shock Doctrine, and it's by an economist named Naomi Klein. And it's basically about con artists that move into an area after a disaster, and then, you know, they get a bunch of contracts to redevelop the area. And then, of course, they milk the money and split without it fixing anything. And the South has been hit by these people for centuries. You know, after every hurricane, there's fly-by-night contractors that come in and say they'll fix your roof or, you know, fix your damaged house. And they take the money and run. So the shock doctrine is more about major contractors like Halliburton and, you know, the biggest of the big ones. Like Blackwater, the security company. And Naomi Klein put this together right after Katrina. And Katrina is, what, 13 years ago. And when Katrina ripped into New Orleans, these major contractors came in with the help of Bush, and they squeezed out any of the locals and snagged up all of the contracts. And the current Secretary of Education is Betsy DeVos,
yep.
And she ended up with the school districts of New Orleans. Many of the parishes were privatized over to her company. And so they've got a crappy education system down there that's privatized to the current Secretary of Education. And she's working her best to make sure that she can snag every other area in the country. And so it's, you know, I've mentioned on, you know, to some of the other hosts that Trump is organized crime. You know, there's just no doubt of it now. When you start looking at these Mueller indictments of Cohen, in, you know, the various things that he's been working on, he's basically the strong arm thug to convince people that they better do something. And, so they just, the shock doctrine lays it out that there are people in corrupt government, and in the case of George Bush, when Katrina happened, you know, many of these same people, like Blackwater, moved into an area, you know, shot people dead, just made, you know, all sorts of threatening moves to drive people out of the. There were buildings that were not affected at all by the hurricane, but Blackwater moved into the area and evicted people, and then the redevelopment agencies snagged it up.
Yeah, David, so, to clarify, you're talking specifically about companies that come in on like a government contract or the government agencies, correct?
Sure.
Because
yeah.
this is actually very similar to what happens in other disasters around the world, where we'll see like a famine, and they'll do some coordinated response where we'll go in and we'll dump food or we'll dump stuff in the markets. And it actually ends up causing more long-term problems because, as you mentioned, the money doesn't go to the locals. It just, you know, goes back to the farmers in the U.S. And it undercuts and you know, when farmers can't compete with free food and local, you know, contractors can't compete with government contractors that came in and got exclusive contracts because they don't know how the whole request for proposal and government contracting system works.
Ooh, it's complicated. And, I've dealt with it.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I have two at a previous job. And so this is sort of another example, like, you know, dealing with anything, is it's better to just give people money and let them spend it and you know, allow spontaneous order to happen than to have the government trying to do some sort of central planning where they decide what needs to be rebuilt, and then they go out and contract, and you have that whole sort of corrupt bidding process, and people just sort of learn how to game that system, and they're not necessarily the ones that are, you know, best positioned to actually help the community.
There's nobody with an interest to actually solve the problem because it's not their money.
And they don't live there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I disagree with your phrasing of that it's government, because I've lived in places where we've got clean government. I've lived in places with dirty government. So it's simply a matter of making sure that you get honest people elected, and then you don't
where
have
is that, David? You're talking. Hold on. You were talking about contractors going into Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina. That was, as I understand it, all contracted through FEMA, where the federal government was issuing those contracts. So, you know, no, it's not a thing of get better local government. If the feds come in and say, we're controlling this now, then you're dealing with the feds, and we all know that they're corrupt.
Yeah, and the problem, I mean, you see this problem with any sort of, like, central planning or centralized control is good people aren't motivated to pursue those positions. Like, you don't go after something that lets you control the lives of, like, thousands or millions of people unless you're, you know, kind of sociopathic and driven to want to be in charge of people. So, like, I mean, trying to recruit people to run for office as libertarians is hard because they think, well, I don't want to govern anybody. And right. I have to say, do you want the people who do in office? Like,
okay. Well, if you look at Thomas Paine is one of the founding fathers. He wrote a lot of the catchphrases that, you know, won the Revolutionary War in 1776. He was the one that coined the phrase the United States of America. These are the times that try men's souls. There were hundreds of phrases that he came up with. And in his first book, it's called Common Sense, he sold it for a nickel at first, and then he dropped it to a penny and made sure that one-third of America had a copy of it. One-third of the 13 colonies had a copy of it. So he was America's first bestseller. But he, in the opening paragraphs, he lays it out that government is always secondary to society. And society is when people in the neighborhood all believe the same thing. They just common agreement, you know, that you want to keep the litter out of the creek. You want to, you know, make sure that the fences are fixed so that cattle don't escape, or, you know, various things. It's a village can have a good running society. And once you develop a government is when you have bureaucrats who manage the functions of society. And, you know, so you want to have a good water system or a good sewage system, a library or something.
Oh, I want all kinds of good things, but government doesn't do that. David, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. Exhibit A, Flint's water. That was government run.
That was.
That they want to blame free markets. That was all government. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
DHS head Christian Nielsen tells Fox News the 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who died of dehydration and shock last week at the U.S. border is heart-wrenching, but it points out the dangers of crossing the border illegally.
We give immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation, but again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
The girl was flown to a hospital in El Paso where she suffered cardiac arrest and died. She was part of a group of around 160 illegal aliens who crossed the border illegally. President Trump has named Mick Mulvaney as his new acting chief of staff. Wall Street ended the week on a sour note as the S&P 500 falls to its lowest close since April and is now down 3% for the year. The S&P 500 index fell 50 points, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 496 points, or 2%, and the NASDAQ Composite skidded 159 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And Jackie.
And today is the 10th day of Bitmas. Bitmas being the 10 days where Bitcoin.com was running some sales on their Bitcoin store over at store.bitcoin.com. And until midnight tonight, Eastern Time, on Friday, December 14th. So if you're listening to the podcast and it's already tomorrow, sorry, you missed out on the 10th day of Bitmas. But what they're doing today is offering 35% off all swag and hardware wallets, plus a free gift when you use code MERRYBITMAS. That's MERRYBITMAS. Use that at checkout. Again, get 35% off all swag and hardware wallets, plus a free gift on this 10th day of Bitmas, sponsored by Bitcoin.com. And again, the link to that store is store.bitcoin.com and code good until midnight tonight, MERRYBITMAS. So we've been talking about, well, we started off talking about education, and then that sort of went into a broader discussion about government contracts and perverse incentives. And this ties back to colleges where, Jackie, you said that there's something called the
Bennett Hypothesis. Yeah, so the Bennett Hypothesis is as federal student loans availability increases, that tuition will increase to just suck up all the loans.
All right.
And there's been mixed evidence. Most studies actually say that wasn't true, but the one that came out most recently was actually a story at NPR a couple days ago, is how I heard about it, was they found that it wasn't true for every type of college except the for-profit colleges.
So,
because some of them can accept federal loans. They're qualified to get federal loans, and some of them aren't. And the ones that are able to get federal loans charge much, much, much higher tuition than the ones that can't.
So they're saying that state-run colleges...
Yes.
Have not increased their...
They've increased their tuition, but it's not related to the availability of student loans. It's mostly available to state legislatures cutting the funding for the colleges. Like, basically, tuition's been going up, but that's been due more to it's being less subsidized than it used to be.
Okay.
Yeah, so it used to be just very, very heavily subsidized. I mean, you hear people talking about, oh, yeah, back in my day, I went to community college, and it was like $10 a credit or whatever.
Right.
And it's like they were not paying the full cost, even, you know, decades ago. That was not the full cost for their education. It was very heavily subsidized.
I'm amazed at the difference between schools in, say, Pennsylvania, in-state tuition and out-of-state tuition, compared to, say, New Jersey. New Jersey doesn't do much subsidies for its higher education, but Pennsylvania does. And it was something like... $10,000 versus $2,000 difference in terms of price, like substantially higher for out-of-state students, which the $10,000 out-of-state was about what New Jersey was it for in-state.
Yeah. So you do see that. And at the nonprofit private colleges, a lot of them actually have very large endowments, and some of the better ones, if you they do need-blind admissions where they don't care about whether or not you can pay for it when they decide to let you in.
Okay.
And then they look at your financial aid applications, and if your family can't pay for it, many elite colleges just give you a full ride.
Right.
Yeah, because they can afford it. They just allocate it. And when I was in college, I spent about a year and a half at a private university, and I got substantial... it wasn't even scholarship, it wasn't GPA-based, but substantial grants from the college.
Yeah, most private schools do grant their kids, even though they're the higher priced.
Right, and
you don't pay the sticker price.
Right, well, exactly. Let's make sure that we're clear of the distinction here. So there are two types of private schools. There are the private for-profits and the private non-profits.
Yes.
Oh, this is a good point, yeah.
So like Yale... Harvard, those are private non-profits.
Yes.
And the University of Phoenix, private for-profit.
Yes.
Right.
And so the private non-profits, a lot of them are religious, meaning that there's some church organization behind them. There's one down in, I believe it's Branson, Missouri. I forget the name of the college, but they wind up making sure that nobody graduates with any debt. They do not let anybody take out loans. What they do is they have the students work for the school to pay the difference of what they're able to afford versus what the cost is.
So they're running their own work-study program, basically.
You work in the bookstore for the next semester, and that pays off the difference between what you were able to afford and what your tuition should be.
Yeah, now every now and then you will get a college that is nominally not for profit, but is definitely being run to enrich somebody.
Right.
Liberty University.
Yes. Yeah, so is there more on this Bennett hypothesis? Like, do they actually jump in and show some of the numbers?
I mean, as I said, there's been numerous studies. If you just Google Bennett with two N's and two T's and hypothesis, you can find him if you want the really academic stuff, scholar.google.com. But the latest thing on NPR was basically, because they've been studying this, the hypothesis is a few decades old. So they've been studying it over and over again. I think the last major one was 2010 or so was when the last major paper was published. And this is, in economics journals that a lot of this is being published. And it actually said, no, we found this isn't true. And so the new... story that came out this week on NPR was saying, okay, maybe it is true for one type of college, for-profit private schools.
Right.
But because that's where they actually see a correlation between the availability of loans and tuition charges. Everywhere else, though, it's because the state colleges, because the state legislatures are no longer subsidizing the education as heavily as they once did.
All right, yeah, because when you first said, you know, like, oh, tuition isn't rising because of, it made it sound as though, so, you know, somebody that doesn't actually read past the headline, they're going to think, wait a second, they're saying that tuition isn't rising at state colleges, and I can just look at numbers and see that it's happening. Yeah. So they might think, you know, like, is this 1984 where the chocolate ration increased to 15 grams?
And it's rising above the rate of inflation, too.
Yes,
so
by a lot.
You would assume that, yeah.
Yeah, so tuition is definitely rising at state universities, but it's not because of the Bennett hypothesis. It's not because of the availability of student loans in most cases. Like, we're talking about an average of all the thousands of colleges across the country.
There's, right.
Will, of course, be some. Where the administration's like, woohoo, free money.
Right.
You know, where it is at that particular university, it is mostly rising because of the pullbacks of the subsidization.
What kind of time frames are we looking at here? Because, you know, it seems like colleges today, and even when I was in school, which was 2003, 2007, I think. I mean, there was just so much waste, it seemed like to me. And this isn't like...
Of course public, there's a lot of waste.
Know, government's higher education.
There's a lot. I mean, I've worked in a variety of nonprofit, for-profit, and government things, and there's just a lot of waste everywhere, sadly. Now, the issue is if it's state-funded and they can always just go get more money from the taxpayers, then if they're more wasteful than everyone else in the industry, they're not necessarily going to go out of business.
You know what I think seemed kind of funny to me, actually, is it seemed like to me college, which was government, and I went to a government elementary and high school, and it seemed like there was less waste at those levels than there was at, you know, the college level.
I mean, it depends entirely on the school, and it may be, you know, when you're younger, you're not going to see really what's going on. You don't know what's going on with the administration, et cetera.
Behind the scenes, maybe?
Pardon? Yeah, like when you're in second grade, you don't know what the principal's doing and how many just, like, you know, useless pieces of paper are being filed.
Well, I mean, the only thing I can think of is maybe... The funds for teaching are very high in terms of you know, elementary and high school, but not so much for at least college, because there's a lot of what do you call them, temporary teaching, I guess?
Adjuncts,
yeah.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. What's your experience with college, whether it be for-profit, not-for-profit, private, public? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in toll free and join us. Or there's also the Discord on air call in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. So I did pull up something. I'm not entirely positive what this is, other than a very lengthy report that was done by somebody for the Economics of Education Review. I'll just read the highlights here, and then we'll jump into, well, since we're kind of talking about government corruption, story about a former Langley Air Force Base secretary and how corrupt she was. But the author of this piece, Douglas Weber, says that through his studies and research, he found that for every $1,000 per student that was cut from a state budget, the average student paid $257 more dollars in tuition and fees.
Can you repeat that? It was for every...
For every $1,000 per student that was cut in a state budget, the average student paid $257 more in tuition and fees.
So we should basically cut all funding then.
Right. Cut all funding, and then college winds up costing 75% less, roughly.
What? No. It's there's other things where they get money besides from the students. Like, they get grants and they find other ways to fund things.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a lot of federal money out there that gets chased by universities.
Right. I'm just pointing out that for every $1,000 per student that's removed from state funding, it doesn't equate to a $1,000 per student increase.
Yeah.
So if we cut all of the state funding, college should be roughly 75% cheaper for students.
So it would become affordable.
It would be more affordable, in theory.
No, the tuition's going up. Like, you're talking about the overall cost to educate a student. See, what you're not realizing in the case, and was this community colleges or just universities? Because at universities...
Oh, no, this is the thing linked to from NPR talking about the Bennett hypothesis.
Yeah, so what they do also at universities, and they go after federal grant funding for research, and you have, on top of that, you go through with the employees who are going to be on there, and you have a percentage for their fringe benefits, and then you have another percentage for the overhead. And so they find ways to charge as much to that as possible to the grants. So you would have to look at how much federal money is coming in as well. And I suspect, having worked as a research administrator, that they're replacing some of their funding that they used to get from the state government with federal grants, and they're finding ways to assign as many costs as possible to those federal grant budgets.
Yeah, that's not mentioned in the highlights of this thing done by Douglas Weber, and I'm not going to spend time going through
all
41 pages of his report.
Because you have to keep in mind, like, colleges and universities have multiple sources of income. So there's the tuition students pay, there's the loans that they get, there's the funding that they get from, you know, the state legislature's part of their budget at the state colleges, but then if it's a university that does any kind of research, they're going to have research grant money as well. If they have a sports program, they're going to have income from the sports program. And, you know, a lot of times they're doing a lot of public-private partnerships with businesses. They're getting income there. So you can't just look at tuition and state funding and get a complete picture of where the money's coming from.
Right. And most of the time with sports, that money stays in the athletic department. So, like, you know, money from the University of Alabama having a really good football team isn't funding the chemistry department. It's funding the athletic department. So, let's talk about government corruption some more. Langley Air Force Base secretary faked payroll for 17 years, wound up giving herself a nice little raise. The Pilot Online, which is a newspaper out of Virginia, it appears, has the story here about a former employee at Langley Air Force Base who admitted on Wednesday that she bilked the federal government out of almost $1.5 million, mainly by, quote, faking the amount of overtime she worked for 17 years. Michelle Holt, 52, was a civilian secretary at the base, where she worked in the Communications Support Squadron of the Air Command, or Air Combat Command. She pled guilty in U.S. District Court in Newport News to felony charges that she undertook a long-running effort to boost her own pay. Between December 2001 and July 2018, she falsely claimed 42,847 overtime hours that she did not actually work, and this was according to a statement of facts that was filed by her, her lawyer, and prosecutors on Wednesday as part of the plea agreement. The ruse began slowly at first. In late 2001, she used a coworker's login information without that coworker's knowledge to get into the Department of Defense computerized pay database. She retroactively added 15 hours of overtime to her paycheck. As time went on, Holt's retroactive additions to her overtime became a regular occurrence, according to the statement. She began to get bolder, particularly in 2008, when her overtime pay began to double her regular salary.
Wow.
In 2017, Holt's salary was $51,324. She took home $119,585 in overtime pay.
So, wow, that's like $160,000 a year?
Yes, so basically she more than tripled her salary.
I've got the wrong job.
What, you want to be a corrupt secretary for the Department of Defense who's now going to federal prison? Because that doesn't sound like a good idea.
Yeah, but for everyone that gets that doesn't get away with it, how many do?
See, this is why you need to have good accounting controls. The person who's...
Which the government doesn't have.
Yes. Well, if they're doing things properly, they should. So a general principle is whoever keeps the records of the money coming in and out needs to be a different person than the person who has the authority to spend the money.
Yes. We have a mutual friend, I'm not going to say who, lives in a town a couple towns away, where the town clerk wound up giving herself a nice pay raise after somebody got fired when it was realized that she had given herself this nice pay raise after someone got fired. Somebody brought it up and said, hey, wait a second. We never authorized her to wind up getting $50,000 for her job. Wait, she started getting this money when we fired this person. Let's go back and check those records. The town clerk also keeps the official minutes of town council meetings.
Oh.
She had fabricated the meetings to show that they went into an executive session, and the person that was listed as having voted to go into executive session and seal those meeting minutes says that he never voted to ever go into executive session and always voted against any motion to seal meeting minutes. So why would he have made a motion and voted to do so? So I believe that's currently in court and being investigated by the New Hampshire Attorney General.
Yeah, I mean, this happens in the private sector as well, and that's why, you know, in a lot of financial institutions, they have mandatory vacation. Because
right.
somebody else has to come in at least 1 week out of the year and do your job and look at your records and make, and if there's a drastic change in how things, how the numbers shake out when you're on vacation, then, look into that.
Yeah. Back to this case. In 1 2-week period, the statement says that Holt billed the Air Force for 137 overtime hours that she did not work. Though overtime was by far the bulk of the scheme, she also falsified holiday and sick pay. But things began to unravel in June when the Department of Defense's Inspector General's office found discrepancies between her pay and her attendance record. She appeared to get wind that the investigation was afoot. She wrote a coworker on June 18th, quote, "Please keep this between us. Have you all had the Air Force Office of Special Investigations come over here about anything?" End quote. She first told investigators she took extra overtime for only a few months, but an investigator then showed Holt a spreadsheet of her overtime going back 10 years. She said, "I'm in trouble. It was wrong." In Wednesday's plea agreement, she admitted to both charges that she faced, computer fraud and theft of government property. When she's sentenced on March 13th by U.S. District Judge Raymond Jackson, she faces up to 15 years in prison plus fines and forfeitures. So what's going to happen now is she's going to continue getting fed, housed, and clothed at your expense. Yeah, you're paying for this. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.